away we go. Scott Spears here on the air with you. Getaway Friday, October the 2nd, 2018, coming up on 19 minutes past the hour. And we are going to do the Family Feud here, try to do something fun on a very busy news day. But do want to remind everybody, the big news story of the day is certainly a national news story that you cannot get away from. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19. And we now learned, I was checking the news wires during the break, that the president is showing mild symptoms at this point. Well wishes are coming in from all over the world, as they should be. This is not a political issue. This is a health issue. And we hope it turns out okay. Best wishes to the president and the First Lady, and we hope they feel better very, very soon. All right, going to the Family Feud here. Now, this is interesting because the first two categories have 10 answers each. As I sneeze. Hopefully you didn't hear that. Flip the microphone off. Now, each category has 10 answers, the first two. So we'll get into the first one right here on WWGH Radio right now. Now, here's the category with 10 answers, so you have a 1 in 10 chance of being right. Name something people are afraid of. Something that people are afraid of. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that people are afraid of. Now, this is kind of apropos, now being in the month of October here. Halloween-y October. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
The dark.
The dark. Let me take a look here. The dark is number 5 on the list, and since it's getting dark earlier, that's a good thing to be afraid of.
Alrighty.
Thank you. The dark is number 5 on the list. All right, again, name something that people are afraid of. And like I say, this is a good category, being in the month of October now, which is known as the scary month, the Halloween month. Name something that people are afraid of. Go ahead, caller.
The number one answer that I've seen my whole life is speaking in public. Actually, that's one of my favorite things to do, as you know, but that's always the number one answer.
Speaking in public. Let me see here.
I'll give you Adam's answer if you like, but that's the answer I gave you is what most people say, but that's actually totally the opposite with me.
You know, Atta, interestingly enough, it's not even in the 10 here.
Well, they must have surveyed different people. My answer is politicians. I don't think of several I'm afraid of. Maybe that might be on the list.
that did not make the list either, unfortunately.
Can I give another answer? Which will certainly be on there.
Go ahead.
Snakes. That's got to be top 5.
Let's see. Snakes are number 7.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Scott. I'll call back.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, snakes are definitely on the list. So we've got the dark is number 5, and snakes are number 7. Name something that you are afraid of. There are 10 answers here, 22 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the line rings busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back, playing the Family Feud here. In the month of October, the scariest month of them all, name something that you are afraid of. We have 10 answers. Number 5 was the dark, and number 7 was snakes. Does anybody else know what you might be afraid of? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about spiders?
Spiders. You know what? Spiders are the number 1 answer. Absolutely.
I figured I like them, but a lot of people are afraid of them.
Petrified of them. Petrified.
Yeah.
Without question. You got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, spiders are the number 1 answer. How about that? All right, name something that people are afraid of. We've got 10 answers, so there's still a lot of room here to get a correct answer. Spiders are number 1. The dark is number 5, and snakes are number 7. Go ahead, caller.
Here's one, Scott, considering one of my duties at the station. Death. afraid of dying.
Death. You know what? Dying is number four on the list.
You know what Dear Abby said? Somebody asked Dear Abby that question. Not the Dear Abby you've talked to, but the original one. You know what she said as her answer?
What's that?
That's the last thing that I want to do.
That's exactly right. That's how you want to tie a knot in it.
Okay, well, thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Dying is on the list. That's exactly correct. Name something you're afraid of. Number one was spiders. Number four is dying. Number five is the dark. And number seven is snakes. But there are still six answers left up on the big board here. Name something that people are afraid of. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that people are afraid of. We've got the number 2, 3, 6, 8, 9, 10 answer all left up on the board today. Something people are afraid of. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try fear of the unknown.
Fear of the unknown. The unknown is not on the list.
Oh, wow.
Good guess.
Hey, can I do another guess?
Go ahead.
Heights.
Heights is the number two answer.
Okay, I was going to get it in there somehow.
You got it. You got that one. That's a good one. Thank you.
Okay.
Heights, the number two answer on the list. All right, name something that people are afraid of. Number one is spiders. Number two is heights. Number four is dying. Number five is the dark, and number seven, snakes. What are people afraid of? What are the answers we are not getting here? 25 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Here we are on the Family Feud. We've got half the answers. There are 10 answers to this question, and we have five of them at this particular point. Name something that people are afraid of. That's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
How about dogs?
Dogs. Let's see here. You know, I don't like the dogs when I'm out walking at night, but dogs do not make the list here.
All right.
No dogs on this particular list. Name something that people are afraid of. One, spiders. Two, heights. Four, dying. Five, the dark. Seven, snakes. What are the other five answers? We have half of them here. But we've got half of them to go. Name something that people are afraid of. Go ahead, caller.
How about mice?
Mice. Let's see here. Mice. Mice does not make the list.
Oh, for pity's sake.
I know. Unbelievable. Happy late birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. Hope it was
Bye-bye.
A great one.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Mice does not make the list. That's kind of a shocking one. A lot of people on a lot of chairs scared of mice, but mice is not on the list. Name something people are afraid of. That's what we are looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Enclosed spaces, that's claustrophobia, right? Like,
what?
Being in an elevator or an enclosed space where there's not a lot of space or room to get around and do stuff.
Yep, claustrophobia, actually not on this list.
That would be kind of a social distancing thing, too, so you kind of get two for the price of one.
Well, I think after the news today, people might want to pay more attention to that.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Claustrophobia not on this particular list. 27 and a half minutes past the hour. Name something that people are afraid of. Spiders is one. Heights is two. Dying, four. The dark is five. Snakes are seven. So we've got five answers, five to go. 10 answers in all here. Name something that people are afraid of. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that people are afraid of. We certainly have some of the common ones out of the way here. We have the spiders, the heights, the dying, the dark. What else do we got coming down the pike? Go ahead, caller.
Let's take a religious aspect on it here. God,
the fear of God in somebody. God is not on the list.
Well, he should have been number one, darn it.
Yeah, we all want to. You got. Well, I guess that goes along with dying, I guess. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. God does not make the list, but that's a very popular saying. We'll put the fear of God in you. What we're looking here, answers for the question, name something people are afraid of. 29 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Something people are afraid of. Five up, five to go. And we are going to continue. We're going to come back here in 1 second on WWGH Radio. We've got a lot going on here. We'll be right back after this short but very important. Well, give us a call. You know what? We got longer to go to the break than I thought. We've got 30 seconds here before we're going to go to the break. Name something people are afraid of. Does anybody know what people are afraid of? Go ahead, caller.
Well, she said God. Let me turn the table there. How about Satan or the devil?
Satan or the devil. Not on the list.
Good try, though, Scott.
Good try. Thank you. All right, we've got 20 seconds coming up on the break here. Name something people are afraid of. Something that people are afraid of. Give me a buzz here. We've got the minute break coming up. We're going to come back with much more after this short but important one-minute break.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back here on WWGH Radio. Name something people are afraid of. Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking the dentist.
The dentist. You know, the other day I knew, was it last week, somebody who had to go to the dentist who was absolutely petrified about the situation. And oddly, you know, I wonder why that's a fear. I mean, we all have fears of doctors in a way, but nobody fears the podiatrist or the chiropractor.
I was mistreated as a kid.
You know, I think a lot of people were. I think that's what honestly has happened.
Yep.
But you know, it's not on the list, oddly enough.
Oh, okay.
I know. Thank you. All right, we're looking for things people are afraid of. That's where we are here on this particular day. We've got five answers left on the big board here. Name something people are afraid of. Spiders, number one. Heights, number two. Dying, number four. The dark, number five. And snakes, number seven. Name something people are afraid of. Let's see here. Are we going to get the answers? It's an interesting subject because people are afraid of a lot of things. All right, go ahead, caller.
There was a book written about this a few years ago, Fear of Flying.
Fear of Flying, absolutely. A lot of people have that fear. Not on this particular list, though. I know.
Well, I got you on the phone. Yeah. Did you go get some apple cider donuts down to Costco yet?
You know, I didn't, and I got to do that. You know, that's as close to apple butter donuts as I think we're going to get.
Yep. They look good.
I know. They do look good. I have always thought that they should do more with donuts and apples. Is there any kind of apple filling that goes in a donut?
I don't know. I think it's just made with apple cider as the liquid to mix them up.
Huh.
So they get a true apple cider flavor in them. So they look really good.
Yeah, they sound
good. I thought of you when I saw them and I took a picture of them.
I
put it on Facebook. I don't know if anybody's seen it or not.
I did. I saw the picture. It was up there. They looked awful good. So there. Where is the closest Costco to here?
Well, there's two. There's one on 161 at Post Road, which is right off of 33. down 33, and you turn right off of 33, and you're right there at the Costco. And then the other one is Polaris, off of Old State Road. Take Old State Road down to Polaris Parkway, and then down Gemini. But either one of them is close.
Now, which is the one you saw it at?
Polaris.
At Polaris. I might have to get, I tell you,
right as you walk in the door on the left side, it's couldn't miss.
I'm going to have to do it. I was close last week. Well, hey, thanks for the update.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Name something people are afraid of. 34 minutes past the hour. Spiders, number one. Heights, number two. Dying, number four. The dark, number five. Snakes, number seven. What we are looking for here are things that people are afraid of. Five answers up, five answers to go. Let's see what we got here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Are they afraid of bats?
Bats. What now? Ghost?
Bats or ghosts?
Bats or ghosts. Let's see here. No bats on this list, but ghosts, number six on the list. You've got it.
Cool.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Ghosts did make the list. Bats did not. Although I can see people being fearful of bats. But ghosts did make the list at number six. Go ahead, caller.
How about clowns?
Oh, a lot of people are afraid of clowns. No clowns on this list, though.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, that's another big fear that people have. The old clowns. But clowns not on this particular list. All right. Something people are afraid of. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was going to say clowns, but I just heard somebody else said it.
Yeah, but it was a good guess. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
No clowns on this particular list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 35 and a half minutes past the hour. Name something people are afraid of. Number one, spiders. Number two, heights. Number four, dying. Number five, the dark. Number six, ghosts. Number seven, snakes. Still four answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Afraid of being alone.
A fear of being alone. Being alone is number nine on the list. You have it. All right, number nine on the list is the fear of being alone. How about that, of all things? All right, what else do we have coming down the pike? Here today, here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
Crosswalks.
You know, I don't see crosswalks. I've never heard that. Now, why? Have you heard of people being afraid of crosswalks?
Oh, the traffic, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never heard it. That's a good guess, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Crosswalks do not make the list today. Now, that's one I've never heard of, but I can certainly understand in busy traffic why that would be an issue. Name something that people are afraid of. Number one, spiders. Number two, heights. Number four, dying. Number five, the dark. Number six, ghosts. Number seven, snakes. Number nine is being alone. But there are three other answers on the list. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, haunted house.
Haunted houses. Haunted houses. A lot of them this time of year, but not on the list. No haunted houses on this particular list of things to be afraid of. 740-383-9944. Things people are afraid of. Isn't that an interesting question? I can see why there were 10 answers to this particular one, because we've named a lot of things that didn't make the list that people are deathly afraid of. Go ahead, caller. Fruitcakes.
I know you did not just say fruitcake.
Oh, somebody said it. I don't know who it was.
That was going to be a little triskaidekaphobia. What about the number 13?
The number 13, triskaidekaphobia, is not on the list.
This is a crummy roll.
Well, no, this is... I didn't make the list.
Well, my answer's right on it. It's crummy.
You know, if I had made this list, one would be fruitcake and two would be gravy.
Well, thank God you're not the list maker.
Bye, bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Name something people are afraid of. spiders, heights, dying, the dark, ghosts, snakes, being alone. There are still three answers left on this list. Go ahead, caller.
Bad storms.
Bad storms. You know what's strange? You mentioned that. Last night I got a call from a relative who has always been afraid of storms, and they were calling me last night to tell me, although I don't think there was a storm last night, was there?
Not that I know of.
I don't know what they were watching. I think they were watching the Weather Channel in a different state or something.
Oh, okay, that could be.
Could be. Not on the list, but a good guess nonetheless.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye. Storms are not on the list. I have a relative who is absolutely petrified of storms. Absolutely. And I got a phone call from that person last night warning me about a storm. And I thought, I don't know that there's a storm coming. And it didn't. So I guess we're okay. Go ahead, caller.
Some people are afraid to get in the water or swim.
You know, I had a grandmother who was absolutely petrified of swimming and the water. I don't know what that was. It's not on the list, but it definitely is a common fear.
Okay.
Thank you. Water, not on the list. 740-383-9944. Name something people are afraid of. We've got three answers left on this particular list. 40 minutes past the hour. Now, are we going to get these final three answers before this particular hour is up? Hard to tell. We've named a lot of things that people are afraid of. Let's go to the phone lines and see what else we have coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
How about the news and politics?
Oh, my gosh. Today, people are barraged with it. It's not on the list, but I don't know how you get away from it today.
You don't.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. You know, I think in modern times, it's only going to get worse. 740-383-9944. Name something people are afraid of. A lot of the common ones are here. Being alone, snakes, ghosts, the dark, dying, heights, spiders. We still have the number three answer. That's interesting. We have number 8 and number 10. Number 3, number 8, and number 10 remain. Name something that people are afraid of. Does anybody know? Let's see what we got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
About lightning.
Lightning. You know, I did see lightning last night. No storm, but I did see some lightning. It's not on the list, but it's a common fear. I wonder how many people. It's a lot that have been struck by lightning.
Yeah, I just wonder because I thought maybe that would be a good one off a storm, but since it was storm, I just said I'd try lightning.
Yeah, it's a good guess. I know it's an abnormal. I'm not sure why so many people get struck by lightning. It's something, I don't know, but it does happen a lot. You're right. Thank you. All right, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944, something people are afraid of. The number of people who get struck by lightning is an abnormal number, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Can I say two things?
Yes, go ahead.
Thunder or black cats?
Thunder is not on the list, and you know what? Black cats is one of those phobias, but it did not make the list either.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Neither one of those on this particular list. Name something people are afraid of. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something people are afraid of. 1, spiders. 2, heights. 4, dying. 5, the dark. 6, ghosts. 7, snakes. 9, being alone. What are the other ones? Go ahead, caller.
Falling?
Falling. You know, this is a big fear for older people, to be sure. Not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Falling is a big fear. You don't want to fall once you get over a certain age. Something people are afraid of. Let's see what we got coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Public speaking.
Yep. You know, public speaking is not on the list.
Okay.
All right. No public speaking. Remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. That's all the busy signal means. Keep on trying back in, and you will get in. 740-383-9944. Name something that people are afraid of. 43 and a half minutes past the hour. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
This be mainly for kids, but afraid of policemen.
Policemen. You know who was absolutely said the number one said their number one fear was a policeman? Do you know?
No.
Alfred Hitchcock. Said his number one fear was a policeman because he said
How about birds? Birds. My granddaughter's afraid of birds.
You know, the geese are dangerous. I'll tell you. Neither one of those are on the list, but they're both phobias. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Alfred Hitchcock's biggest fear was policemen. Can you believe that? 740-383-9944. Something you're afraid of. Three answers still on the list, and we don't have them yet. All right, here comes a call. We can get one. We'll get a minute break coming up here in a moment, but we can get this one in. Go ahead, caller.
Fire.
Fire. Fire is not on the list. The first thing that came along with man, fire, does not make our particular list of things people are afraid of. 740-383-9944, things people are afraid of. Getaway Friday here. We're going to break. Okay, if this is... Let's see what we got going here. Okay, we'll be back in 1 minute. Hang on.
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
All right, we're back here. The category is Name Something People Are Afraid Of. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know when the list was made, but how about the pandemic or a virus?
You know what? It's not on the list, but I'll tell you, what do you make of this morning? You know, the thing of it is that, to be honest, getting diagnosed is one thing, which has apparently caused a lot of the stock markets to go down here this morning.
Oh, yeah.
But that he's showing symptoms, that the White House is saying he's showing symptoms, and being a man 74 years of age.
He is now showing symptoms?
Yeah, that's what they are saying. It's being reported by all the news sites. They're not saying anything about Melania, but the last report we got here this morning was that he is showing minor symptoms.
Earlier, Melania had a tweet and said they are fine. So,
yeah, this
I
came from...
I always believe the news media.
Well, it came from a White House spokesperson.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I don't think it was the media. I'm pretty sure it was from a White House spokesperson. Let me check, because I think we got to keep people updated on this. But yeah, the latest is... let's see here. Where is it here? Well, we got the world reacting, and then where President Trump has been, and then people offering sympathy, which is good. But what it's saying is it said he announced early Friday, but here is what it says. Yeah, the White House. White House officials said Trump was feeling mild symptoms. Those were their words. Quote, feeling mild symptoms.
Well, probably exhaustion from all his travel.
Well, I hope that's all it is.
He's been going nonstop. Well, I don't know where he gets all his energy.
Well, and apparently, I think they said this morning also Chris Wallace is getting tested because they didn't have masks on the other night at the debate.
Well, what about Biden?
I think so. I think he's getting tested as well.
Really?
And also a lot of people who have been at these rallies the last few days. I can't
think... He was on the train yesterday, too.
Well, but isn't the reason that DeWine got tested because he had to be tested before he met with the president? I can't understand why this Hope Hicks was not tested before she met with the president.
I don't know. Well, she's always on the plane. She travels with him.
Right, but I would have, at some point, she had to come in contact with somebody, and I don't know.
Well, I think they do regular testing, but, you know, between the last test, there was no symptoms, and she she started feeling symptoms, so then she got tested.
Yeah, and they say she's definitely feeling the symptoms, and now apparently the president's feeling the symptoms, and this would be the early stages, so I just hope that, I hope everything goes okay.
He's in good shape, so he should be all right.
We'll hope. We'll absolutely hope.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 48 coming up on 49 minutes past the hour here. Name something people are afraid of. Spiders number one, heights number two, dying number four, the dark number five, ghosts number six, snakes number seven, being alone number nine. 3, 8, and 10 still exist. Remember, if the phone lines are busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. Go ahead, caller.
About being around strangers and other people.
Being around other people? Yes, yes, other people is on the list. That's actually the number 3 answer. Thank you. Being around other people, that's one of those traits, I think, of some shy people, being in crowds, I would say, and that is number 3 on the list. Name something people are afraid of, 740-383-9944. Spiders 1, heights 2, other people 3, dying 4, the dark 5, ghosts 6, 7, snakes, being alone number 9. Some people are afraid of being alone, and some people are afraid of being around other people. So 2 answers left to go here. Number 8 and number 10. Name something people are afraid of. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something people are afraid of. Does anybody know what the final 2 answers are? We've got 10 minutes and 2 answers, and we've been on this the entire hour this hour. Are we going to find out what the final 2 answers are? Things that people are afraid of. Go ahead, caller.
What about, like, poverty or money or finances?
That's a big fear for a lot of people, but not on this list.
Okay.
All right. No poverty on this particular list, but certainly a big fear in the country right now. We have the number 8 answer and the number 10 answer left on the list. Name something people are afraid of. About 9 minutes left to go. Are we going to get there? Go ahead, caller.
The boogeyman.
The boogeyman. Whoever that was, I don't know who that was.
Me neither.
But he does not make an appearance on our list today.
Okay.
Thank you. No boogeyman on the list. Name something people are afraid of. Does anybody know what people are afraid of? 2 answers remain on the list. Boy, 2 answers and about 8 minutes. Let's see if we get them. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say fear of flying?
I think somebody did. It's not on the list.
Okay.
Yep. No fear of flying today on this particular list. We're looking for another fear. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got spiders, heights, other people, dying, the dark, ghosts, snakes, being alone. But there are 2 answers left, and we are about at the 8-minute point here today. Something people are afraid of. Let's see what we got coming. Well, we lost that caller. Call back in. Okay, maybe this is that caller giving us a call back in. Go ahead, caller.
How about shots?
Shots. Shots are not on this particular list.
Okay.
No shots on the list today. 740-383-9944. Something people are afraid of. Go ahead, caller.
How about amusement park rides?
You know, a lot of people afraid of those, but not on the list.
Okay, thanks.
No amusement park rides on the list. Name something people are afraid of. 2 answers left and about 7 minutes left in the program. Will these 2 answers elude us this particular hour? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. What about Donald Trump being reelected?
Well, it's a rough day for the president today. That's not on the list. Thank you. A rough day for the president. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something people are afraid of. Do we know what those final two answers are? Let's see if this is them coming down the pike. Go ahead.
About sex.
You know, there's some fear of that, I think, but not on this list.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Interesting fear to have. 740-383-9944. Something people are afraid of. We might be hitting the sauce here, is the old saying. Go ahead, caller.
How about guns?
Guns. Guns are not on the list. No guns on this particular list today. We're getting down to it now. I can feel it in my bones. 6 minutes left in the hour here. Two things left on the list that people are afraid of. I think we're starting to scrape the barrel here. Go ahead, caller.
How about dogs?
Dogs are not on the list today. No dogs on the list. But I feel we're sliding down at this particular point. All right. Things people are afraid of. Two answers left on our particular list here. We've got a lot of phobias and things in this country. Go ahead, caller.
Yes.
We're sliding down.
Yes. What is the answer?
I think that most people, especially if you're ever in business, are afraid of the IRS.
Yeah, that is a good answer. That's number 8 on the list, the IRS. You have got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, and, you know, I know who that was, and I wonder if they're into the Pinot already this morning. I doubt it. But they'll be back with us tonight, I'm sure. All right, spiders number 1. We're down to 1 answer. We've got 5 minutes and 1 answer. Things people are afraid of. We've got spiders, heights, other people, dying, the dark, ghosts, snakes, the IRS, being alone, and 1 more answer left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about surgery coming up?
Surgery, that's a good guess. Not on the list. No upcoming surgeries on the particular list. Name something people are afraid of. 1 answer left. We got it down to 1 here. What is it? Wow. 4 minutes now, and 1 answer. Go ahead, caller.
Losing their job.
That's it. The boss and getting fired.
Well,
that,
congratulations to me.
Yeah, it is. You topped us off. Now, you know what? I thought that would be higher up on the list. I thought that would be a bigger fear.
Huh.
You know, but who knows? Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. The list as we have it is name something people are afraid of. Number 1 was spiders, 2 heights, 3 other people, 4 dying, 5 the dark, 6 ghosts, 7 snakes, 8 the IRS, 9 being alone, and 10 the boss / getting fired. Those are the things on the list today. It's coming up on 57 minutes past the hour, so we did get it done. Now, here's what's going to happen. We are going to have a doctor on next hour, just to get an update so we know where we are with the president and the first lady being diagnosed with COVID, but we are going to come back to the family feud, so don't tune away. And also, this will be good for you to learn what could happen, where we are with the president's age, with his health. This is a doctor, and we're going to discuss that. I don't think it's going to take the whole hour next hour. So we'll come back to Family Feud as soon as we talk with our doctor next hour. But I think it's important to keep up with the daily news that President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have both been diagnosed with COVID-19. And then we have the whole 12 o'clock hour, which we will spend discussing Family Feud, because we want to keep it light. But we do need, we're talking medicals all morning, and people on television are talking about this, but we need to talk to a doctor and understand exactly what the risks are here, what the danger is here, because we are an information and education station, and we certainly want to stay that way and keep you informed. 2 minutes left in this hour. Now, be thinking about this, because when we do come back with the Family Feud, this is going to be the category, and there are 10 answers to this as well. Name something that goes up and down. Now, we're not going to take those answers yet, But the question is going to be, name something that goes up and down. And now think about this. There are 10 answers there. Name something that goes up and down. So start, get a piece of paper out and start writing down your answers for things that go up and down. When we come back at 11:15, we're going to have the doctor on, and we're going to talk about what's going on with the president. I don't think it's going to take the whole hour, and we're going to go right back to Family Feud, and then the whole 12 o'clock hour is going to be Family Feud as well, right up through 1 o'clock. And the next category, as I say, name something that goes up and down will be the next category. And the category that we went through this hour, for those just tuning in, name something that people are afraid of: spiders, heights, other people, dying, the dark, ghosts, snakes, the IRS, being alone, and the boss, and getting fired. Those are the fears. We are going to come back here. Remember, you can listen to this station online at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. It's free anywhere in the world. Or listen to us on the old radio at 107.1 FM. Remember, when we come back to the Family Feud after the doctor, name something that goes up and down. 10 answers for this. Name something that goes up and down. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin, President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said now you'd be able to die happy.